This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, the biggest thing they may have come from last night's game, Woods, and I don't know if I'm buying it, but I will certainly offer it up right now, is can Xander Bogaerts find some confidence and get into a good place and become a regular offensive contributor for the San Diego Padres based on what he did last night? I hope so. I think Xander believes that that's the case. He was waiting, just needed something good to happen. And now wants to carry that momentum forward.
You remember what the great Winston Wolfe said in Pulp Fiction when they asked him, hey, I can't believe this is the same car. Well, let's not go.
We're not quite there yet.
We're not quite there yet. I can't repeat it on the radio, what he said. But you get the gist. You need consistency, right? From all of your stars. You need consistency. That's why you pay stars what you pay stars. You don't pay them that for their
It was a more tawdry way of saying let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Correct. It's the second time you've used the word tawdry today. which is great. But I do think obviously some knocks make you feel better. A home run, certainly that's kind of, a load off. You're like, all right, that's out of the way.
Stakes, as you like to call them.
Stakes.
Three RBI.
Three
Do you know
stakes.
The last time that Xander had a three RBI or more game?
2020.
No, August 11th, 2023. Didn't have a single one last year. A three RBI game with a two-out RBI single and a two-run home run. Something we haven't seen from Xander in quite a while.
Yeah.
Hopefully... Confidence is a big part of hitting. There's no doubt about it. And if Xander believes it, maybe that's the only thing that really matters.
You're not in the big leagues without knowing how to swing a bat. You're not. You don't make it into the big leagues. You don't make $25 million a year without knowing how to swing a bat. It is probably, Ben, for big leaguers, it's probably 94% of it. Believing that you can do it, knowing that your process is right, knowing that your load is correct, knowing that your hands are comfortable, knowing that your body feels right. For those guys, they're so automatic. They take so many swings a day. They take so many swings in the course of a season. It's probably 94% mental in the big leagues.
Five-time silver slugger. Like, he knows how to hit.
Bro knows how to hit.
It's a mental thing.
It's in his dome.
And I don't know how to fix it, but...
Breaking out a little bit last night will certainly help.
So Padres got Luis Arraez and Jason Hayward back last night. I have an update for you from Kevin Acey on other players returning. He says the updated target for Jackson Merrill's return is now Monday in New York against the Yankees. So that would be four more games today, and then three against the Pirates, and then hopefully Jackson Merrill ready to go for Monday. He says Jake Cronenworth is expected back for the series in Colorado beginning May 9th.
Nice.
So Both of those guys slated to return on the upcoming road trip for the San Diego Padres. Merrill and Brandon Lockridge are still at the team's complex in Arizona. Cronenworth will join them later this week. And Yu Darvish is also still rehabbing. He threw his second consecutive intense bullpen session in 5 days, simulating 2 innings, 13 pitches, then 21 pitches. Said he felt good. He's expecting to face hitters in Arizona this weekend. He'll probably do that twice and then make at least 2 rehab starts in the minor leagues, lining up for a return in late May to the Padres rotation.
Good, yeah. We'll be all of those guys will be nice lifts to the team, you know, and Yu Darvish, again, he's a little bit older. He knows his body. He knows when he's ready and when he can be effective. So there's no reason really to rush Yu Darvish right now. And really Merrill either. I mean, we need these guys for the long haul, you know, especially, and those hammies can be so tricky. So, I know he played yesterday. I know he was running yesterday. I think he played some defense yesterday as well. Good sign. How does he feel today? You know, that remains to be seen. But, you know, we've waited this long. We can wait 4 more games if he comes back and is ready to go.
Elias Diaz had a nice night at the plate.
Yeah.
A couple of hits last night after Padres catchers had gone through a major slump over the past, couple of weeks. And I really don't, you know, the Padres will continue to have offensive slumps from their catchers. Just neither of them are likely going to be, you know, all-star type performers. But it's good to see Diaz contributing. Now, we've talked a lot about Luis Camposano hitting, at least in the minor leagues. We don't think catching is still in the cards for him on the big league level, especially after what Mike Schilt said yesterday before the game. I don't know if you heard his comments. He was asked, hey, do you care if you get any offense at all from the catchers,
Yeah. Basically?
And he said, I mean, you know, you care about everything, but he certainly considers the catching position to be primarily one about defense and working with pitching staffs. And he, again, we talked about it yesterday, he gives them very high marks, both Diaz and Maldonado, on how they are working with both the starters and the bullpen this season.
And so do the pitchers. And I think if you, as much credit as we want to give to the pitchers and as much credit as we want to give to Ruben Niebla, I do believe that there is some bit of credit that needs to go to the catchers. Have they had a couple of moments this year, Ben, that have really, frankly, looked kind of lazy and boxing balls and things like that? Yeah, they absolutely have. But I don't think you can just stick anybody back there to catch this bullpen and this starting rotation. And I think by those regards, like they've done a good job. Why? Because the proof is there. Our pitchers have been great. You know, they've really pitched well. Ruben gets a ton of credit, as he should. The pitchers get a ton of credit, as they should. I do think a little bit of credit should go to Martin Maldonado and to Elias Diaz for the success of their pitchers. I know Michael King certainly feels that way about Diaz, and we'll see how they work today. I'm assuming it's going to be Diaz today on a back-to-back. I would assume it's pretty rare, the day game after a night game, but
he's worked with King as well.
Yeah, he's worked with
pretty
King
regularly,
I believe.
So,
yeah, we'll see.
Now, the Padres top catcher at AA, Brandon Valenzuela, had a walk-off home run last night. He's had a decent week last week, but I just don't get any sense that the Padres are about to make a change at the catcher position. Also in the minor leagues, guess who had another big Tuesday?
Oh, my God, Leo, the kid. Maybe he is ready. No, I'm kidding. He's not.
Leo DeVries went 3-for-3 with a home run, a double, a sacrifice, made a nice defensive play. And I believe with his 3-for-3 and home run last night, he is now leading the Texas League in OPS at this point as an 18-year-old, when most guys in that league are 20, 21 or older, which is really...
He's feeling comfortable,
really,
man.
Really impressive.
You know, we did talk about yesterday, at some point, maybe he does get the nod, Ben, to move up a level.
Well,
what's the rush? I don't know. You test him a little bit, but certainly not ready for the big leagues
at
18.
The radio voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. We had him on. I can't remember his name, but he tweeted yesterday, "You might want to get here quickly if you want to see
interesting,
like this week, if you want to see Leo DeVries."
But John Nolan.
John Nolan, and he said, "You might want to get here this week if you want to see Leo DeVries." And I go, "Really? They're not going to bump him up to AA already, are they? I mean, at least wait until the All-Star break. But perhaps they think that, you know, the challenge that he would, you know, the Padres don't." And we've seen this from A.J. Preller. They don't necessarily think the way other organizations
Correct.
Think when it comes to promoting players. It's not simply, Has he checked all the boxes at single A? Okay, now we're moving up to high A. All right, has he checked all the boxes? Is it the middle of the season? We'll move him up to double A. It's simply what do they think will be in the best interests of developing the player. And if they think he'll get more out of facing double A pitching, even if they don't think he's quite ready for it, if they don't think he's getting much now out of facing single A pitching, like, hey, he's plenty good for this league, let's challenge him a little bit, you could see the Padres aggressively promote him without the intention of, like, putting him on the fast track to the big leagues. Don't be mistaken. Even if they do promote Leo DeVries this year, even in the first half of this year, doesn't mean he's one step away from becoming a big leaguer.
Right.
It means they feel like he will develop better by facing this certain level of pitching in this certain time period.
Well, it's
they put Salas up at double A for a hot minute, and then, you know, they sent him back down the next year, and then they brought him back up. They're willing to move guys around for their development.
Man, it's one thing I love about this team and being a fan of this team and covering this team. You don't have to worry about that mess that they worry about in Pittsburgh with Bubba Chandler, who's ready. He's just carving him up in the minors. We're not calling him up yet. Why? Well, probably some incentives and rookie of the year, and service time manipulation. You see it in Boston with Marcelo Mayer right now. He's tearing the cover off the ball. He's at 24 RBI in 9 games. Red Sox could use some offensive help. Don't know where you play him right now necessarily, but you don't really have to worry about it here. You get the sense that when they're ready here, they'll be here. You know, they don't do that. AJ Preller, for all his faults, right? And that is one thing that this organization is committed to doing, right? They've said if they're ready, they'll tell us and we'll bring them up. We don't really care about down the road manipulating their service.
But I don't think they're going to do anything because they feel like they have a need
right
on the big league level.
Right, right. Of course.
Yeah, they won't hold a guy back if he's ready. But they're not going to rush him just because they need someone.
I don't know, man. I kind of got that sense that they rushed Jackson Merrill last year. Boy, did I have egg on my face after that.
Did they not?
I think obviously, hindsight, absolutely not.
Well,
you know, but at the time,
the motivations, though, there is debate whether they really thought he was ready or
we
not.
We had nobody. Our center fielder was going to be...
I just wonder, in the deepest heart of A.J. Preller,
clamoring for a Zokar. That was going to be our starting center fielder.
In his deepest heart, did he start Jackson Merrill because he didn't have anybody else better or because he truly felt like Jackson was ready and there was nothing more he needed to do in the minor leagues? I don't know.
Little bit of both.
I don't know.
Potentially.
Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
I said it about...
I think it's absolutely both.
I said it about 2 months into the season. I go... A.J. Preller owes Jackson Merrill a big fat steak dinner because he completely bailed the Padres out. I still feel that way. He absolutely bailed them out. You heard. Everyone's heard. It was hours before they got on the plane. They still didn't know if they were going to bring him. What does that tell you? That they're 100% certain he's the guy?
No.
And he came up and he was ready to go. Renato says, why hold Tirso so long? Last year he was hot fire. Seems like we called him up when he's cold. No, we called him up when he's hot, and he hasn't produced. You know, he hasn't produced this year. So
clearly, the Padres have liked Tirso, and, you know, that's why he's been in the organization so long. I don't think anybody's ever bought into the fact that he's a surefire major league, starter every day.
Yeah.
And Tirso has yet to prove that. Even at this, you know, even with the amount of injuries the Padres have had, that he's a starter on the big league level.
Correct.
Yet, you know, he may still do so, but...
There's time.
Jackson, I think they knew at some point, was going to be a starter every day in the big leagues. Tirso, I don't get that sense that they have the same level of confidence.
Yeah. Jesse says, Merrill played for the Tin Caps the year before he started in center field for the Padres. Yeah, he's a little bit older than Leo. Leo's 18 years old, man, and I do, again, I think you're going to see Leo Dallas DeVries here sooner than later, but I just don't think it'll be this year.
And I think in the organization, they do believe Leo DeVries is an everyday potential all-star player in the big leagues. It's just a matter of when. Not if, but when, and it will happen at some point.
Exciting player. Exciting player, exciting future. Sure, a lot can happen, as we know. But I genuinely feel that Jackson completely saved their bacon last year. It was pretty shocking when he made the team. And again, as I mentioned, they weren't that sure as they were kind of, you know, biting their fingernails going, should we bring this kid to Korea? Is this kid ready right now? And, you know, you talked yesterday about Adrian Morihone, and Eno talked about, or no, it wasn't Eno, it was Jesse talking about Adrian Morihone, may have brought him up a little bit too early. You're going to misfire on some of these guys. Luis Urias was brought up in the chat, right? It's a very hard needle to thread. Like, when is he ready? He'll tell us. And then you get to the big leagues and you flounder. What happens then? Are we done, or are we going to give him another shot? I mean, you see it all the time. Jared Kelenic was a can't-miss prospect, turned down a massive extension when he was really young. He said to the GM, I'm going to bet on myself, the GM in Seattle, I'm going to bet on myself. He's sent back down to the minors yesterday. Mm. It is such a hard, hard sport, and everyone thinks they know these guys are can't-miss prospects, and they do it, they're just a prospect.
For every Aaron Judge betting on himself, for every Juan Soto, now those guys are first ballot Hall of Famers, like pretty good guys if you're going to bet on yourself. But like for every one of those stories, you do get those Jared Kelenic streak. Yep. He goes, man, if he could go back in time.
Paulie, the world is littered with those guys. The can't-miss guys, littered with them. You know, the Mark Appels. And, I mean, just name it. There's a million of those guys on every team. We all have them. And it's a hard thing to know when to bring them up. I will say pretty self-assuredly, he's not ready for the big leagues today at 18. I will say that.
And I agree. And, you know, the level of success once he gets, I do believe he will get to the big leagues.
I do, too.
Now, the level of success, there's a wide range, you know, between solid everyday starter and, you know, perennial all-star, which I believe he has the capability of being. But that won't be determined until he, you know, it goes beyond just talent at that point. It's work ethic, it's savvy, it's how, you know, how quickly you adapt to the big leagues, how you take care of your body. On a day-to-day basis, there's so much more that goes into being a successful big leaguer beyond just talent. He's got the talent. There's no doubt about that, I think, with Leo DeVries. He has the talent. Can he put the other pieces of the puzzle together to then be a consistently producing big league star?
Yeah.
We won't know for many years.
And Roberto in the chat says, give me a break. Tirso's only had 16 at-bats. Well, hey, man, my counter to that is, if he had better at-bats early, he would have more than 16 at-bats. I like Tirso. I think the ball he barreled to center field the other night, the swing is, he's got a beautiful, beautiful left-handed swing. Think about it, though. We need left-handed hitting so badly, and they're still not giving him looks right now, right? We need a left-hander so badly. For whatever reason, Schilt, AJ, he's there. He's still on the team. But for whatever reason, there's not a lot of trust in him right now. And I think they're going to continue to give him shots here and there. You know, you can't whiff on a bunt. That can't happen. Schilt probably lost his mind when he whiffed on that bunt. You know, it's little things like that. It's petty, dude. Like, it's how it works. Those guys are like, oh, we can't trust you. And what's the old saying about trust? You can spend a lifetime building trust. It takes 1 second to lose trust. One. And it's and I think the same can go with these guys as they're coming up trying to make a name for themselves.
And while it's too early to make, you know, huge judgments on a guy's career,
yeah,
and we're just a month into the season, it's not too early to start making changes. Yuli Gurriel's gone.
He's gone.
He's not coming back.
Yep.
You know, we wondered, will they wait until, you know, Memorial Day to make their judgment? No, they had seen enough as of yesterday. That experiment is over. So they are making judgments every single day on their players.
That's great. And it's great. And look, I think everybody was really, really pleased for a multitude of reasons.
And they'll do so in a fair manner. They won't do it the way fans do it. Like
every day. You know, it's game by game.
They'll look at a strikeout and go, hey, but I liked his approach on
that. Yeah, of course.
You know, he took one on the corner. I thought it was a ball. You're like, Tatis is striking on the first inning. It was not a bad strikeout. He laid off pitches.
Tatis 0 for 5, Fireman of the Sun?
Exactly. So
he's done? Bench him. He needs to be benched.
They'll be fair in their assessments.
Yeah.
But they have their assessments.
That was a joke, by the way, lest someone takes me serious.
All right. I have we can talk more about today's matchup, including we'll do a little more research on the starting pitcher for the Giants. I do know how to pronounce his last name, though.
Is it I'm gonna guess. Is it Rope?
Nope.
Damn it.
I will tell you what it is that, when we come
back.
That's
your tease, a pronunciation of the guy's name? Hey, make sure you guys hold through all the commercials.
I mean, to be fair, it is kind of important.
It is. That being said... All right, coming up next, Ben pronounces a name.
Well, why don't you do some research on like what they're actually facing?
Okay.
I know you had some of the numbers up earlier, and we'll get into a preview of today's series finale. Coming up after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. Who was it early in the chat today?
Oh,
I know someone
Steve
went to trustandwill.com, got it done. We see more and more Tier 1s taking our advice. Getting that off your plate. And that really is what we're talking about here. Simply taking something that you know you should have done a year ago, 10 years ago, and getting it done so you have the peace of mind knowing that if something happened to you, you have a will or a trust set up to take care of your family, to make your wishes known, to avoid the squabbles that sometimes happen when loved ones pass away. You can avoid all of that. Simply by going to trustandwill.com.
Make sure you use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off, all right? And they'll ship you your estate documents for free, having a lot of tier ones weighing in on it. Thank you guys for doing that. I think your family's going to thank you as well. If you get that trust, your family will not have to go to probate court and fight about everything. And it can be very lengthy and expensive. You guys know that. We've told you. But, yeah, for those of you that have done it, great job. For those of you that haven't, what are you waiting for? Trustandwill.com. Use code FAN when you check out. And do it today. Trustandwill.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters, expertise, and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. All right, what do we know about today's starting pitcher for the San Francisco Giants? Landon Bryce Roop.
Roop
is a 26-year-old right-hander who made his debut, actually, against the Padres last March on the 29th at Petco Park with an inning of relief. Made four starts and 19 relief appearances for the Giants last year. 1-2 with a 3.58 ERA. He's only made starts, five of them this year. 2-1, 4.56 ERA. 25 innings, 31 strikeouts, though, in those innings. Now, one and a half whip is not great, so he allows some base runners. But he does keep the ball in the ballpark, Woods. He had a streak last year, the longest of the Giants' season, of 187 consecutive batters without allowing a home run. He says Logan Webb's his favorite teammate, his best friend, and they pitch kind of similar. A lot of sinkers, ground balls, keeping the ball down. He's also got a pretty nasty curveball.
He's a soft contact guy, and he doesn't walk a lot of hitters either. So he's going to be around the zone. It's going to be hard to barrel him up. It doesn't feel like an ideal matchup for our beloved San Diego Padres today, but again, a guy that, with Michael King on the bump, you get to this kid early. game over. Michael King can absolutely take the bull by the horns.
I think it's good that they just spent an entire game against Logan Webb trying to
soft sweepers and two seamers and
just poke some line drives and you know do what you can, find some holes.
You know, Eno talks that about that a lot too. Of like, you want different guys in your lineup. You can't have nine guys with the same swing. And I think the same can be said for pitching staffs as well. You don't want the same back-to-back, like, oh, we've got Brandon Webb. Now we have Brandon Webb light, a little bit younger Brandon Webb pitching, or Logan Webb pitching the next day. But yeah, like you said, he's a curveball guy. He's a sinker guy. That's 84% of his pitches. He will mix in a change very rarely, and the cutter is even more rare than that. But yeah, he is, he's like Logan Webb light. He gets a lot of whiffs though, and he gets a lot of chase. So he doesn't give up a lot of hard contact. So they're going to have to figure out a way to scratch some out as they always do.
Not a lot of experience. Just a couple of Padres have had at bats against him, and as I mentioned, a scoreless inning. So not a lot of success in the past. So it'll be an unfamiliar face for most of the Padres' order.
Yeah, I think we've had 12 ABs off of him as a team collectively, no hits. So
not enough to really form any.
Yeah, what we call in sports radio a small sample size. Let's win a ball game today with your ace on the mound.
So, and if the Padres do find a way to win this game, clearly you can't undo a four-game losing streak in two games, but you also feel as though they've mitigated the damage. They can head out on the road with a 19-11 record, 8 games above .500. You know, it's a tough road trip, but you know Pittsburgh is below .500, not off to a great start. The Yankees are going to be tough. Clearly, they're hitting. You know, a lot of home runs. They're probably the best team in the American League right now. So you got that tough one, but then you got the Rockies at the end who've struggled. Now it is Coors Field, but they're not winning anywhere right now. And you really want to make sure that you take advantage of that series, because once you play them, you've only got two more against them all year long. You're using those up. You went 3-0 the first time. You really do want to win that series at least the next time around and hope that they stay as cold as they've been early in the season, because then you know you've got the chance for a winning road trip, which the Padres have not played as well away from Petco Park as they have at home this year.
Not at all. And, you know, with 9 games, Benny, you're going to come home plus or minus for sure. Right? There's no 500 road trip possible.
Unless there's a rainout,
right. But, you know, one way or the other, you're going to come home either a winner or a loser. And, you know, you'd be fine. You'd be more than fine with coming home with a winning road trip against some of those teams. But, yeah, man, the Rockies, you know, they're going to continue to scare me until we don't have to play them anymore. The Yankees, like you said, can be really, really tough. Depends on what day you get them on. I mean, honestly, one day they can team in baseball. The next day, they're launching balls out of the yard. And then the Pirates, they've got some good young players. They got some guys that can absolutely torch you if you let them. But I do believe we will be missing the great Paul Skeens on this trip again. Never pitched against the Padres.
He is scheduled
to pitch on Thursday.
Yeah. So the Padres will miss him this weekend, likely. They missed him twice last year when they faced Pittsburgh in the second half of the season. Just happened to miss both of his appearances when he was there. So, you know, it's fine. He's their best chance to win a game at any point. So you miss him, that's a good thing for the Padres.
All day.
We do not have a lineup yet. We could get one here in the next half hour or so. We'll keep an eye on that. If Mike Schilt turns one in, he doesn't do his pregame. No pregame media on day game getaway day. So just waiting for that lineup to be released by the San Diego Padres. If we do, we will let you know. Otherwise, we got our Rindle Report headlines coming up in the final segment of Ben and Woods. That is next right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I know that my beloved Benjamin has been enjoying his NBA playoffs. I've not watched as much as I probably should have, but baseball season is in full swing, and with Underdog, you can play both. But with basketball right now, check out their extender promo. You can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. You start playoff game by using your game one boost, then continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boost. There's always these fun little games that you can play on Underdog. It's really, I've been having a blast with it. You guys will too. You guys know how daily fantasy works. Just choose higher or lower on things like points, assists, or hits, strikeouts, things like that. If you want to mix and match sports, you absolutely can do that. You can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. with Underdog. Download the Underdog app today. When you sign up, use the promo code Woods, W-O-O-D-S, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Woods. You must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You going to talk any basketball in the Roundel Report?
Nope.
Didn't think so. Thus, I have to do it right now.
We talked about the biggest story in basketball.
We did. Pacers eliminating the Bucks on a last-second overtime shot by Tyrese Halliburton. His dad coming out and getting in the face of Giannis. That certainly was the biggest story last night. You did see the Nuggets beat the Clippers. That series is going to go back to L.A. 3-2 now. Nuggets trying to close it out. That could go Game 7. Celtics eliminated the Magic with a 30-point win at home. And the Pistons stayed alive. They beat the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 106-103. So that series going back to Detroit for a Game 6, at least, potentially headed to a Game 7. Pistons have been one of the surprise teams in the NBA, keeping their season alive. Two games today, Timberwolves and Lakers tonight at 7. Warriors at Rockets at 4:30. Warriors can close out the series, as can the Timberwolves, but both of those teams on the road tonight in the NBA playoffs. All right, there's your NBA talk. Paulie's got his Roundel Report after our last check of traffic.
Got to remember to play the music. I'll get more into it if you play the music. Yes. Oh, now yeah, I'm into it.
Brandon, Chicago White Sox are going to be wearing the uniforms that go with that music.
Brandon just said in the chat, nap time, Woodsy. Yeah, he was getting going. You're nervous, aren't you? I can hear it in your voice about tonight's game.
I don't want the Lakers to be eliminated, so yeah, there's some nerves there.
I wonder who's more nervous, you, Max Muncy.
But you know what?
Ben, you do a great
Dave
job.
Roberts.
If you could guarantee me one win today, a Padres win over the Giants or the Lakers
playoff win. You better be taking
win,
the Padres
I'm
Giants.
Still taking the Padres.
Every day. Every day.
You know where my loyalties
lie. I do.
All right, Paulie's got his Roundel Report. Last check of traffic from Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Roundel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Roundel Report with Paul Roundel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League.
One story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Roundel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right.
Good morning, gentlemen. Let's see here. We will start kind of a slow, sportsy news day yesterday.
Yep.
We got into a lot of the big headlines, but how about in the NFL, congratulations to George Kittle. Signed a 4-year extension with the San Francisco 49ers worth $76.4 million contract extension with 40 of that guaranteed to him.
Like that, so, dude.
He's a lot of fun to watch, man. I wasn't sure if he was going to be sticking around there or not, but he is 4 more years with the 49ers. And then I think it's one of the dumber parts of sports media. The, hey, breaking news, this player has signed this extension. First on it, John Heyman, Jeff yeah. Passan, whatever. You got to credit everybody. Even though it's totally possible that these agents or the teams or the players themselves are talking to more than just one person.
So who got mad for losing credit?
Will Compton from, he does Bussin' with the Boys, and it's the Barstool NFL podcast, and Will Compton like put out a video where he's calling out Ian Rappaport demanding that Bussin' with the Boys be credited for breaking the George Kittle news. He told them directly, like he told the podcast, I'm staying in San Francisco.
Kittle did, yeah.
Here are the details.
Yeah, there you go.
And
that's good info.
He even, I like went and checked, like Bussin' with the Boys posted a graphic, the details, everything. It says via Will Compton, Taylor Lewin, and Bussin' with the Boys. That was posted yesterday at 3:50 a.m. here locally on the West Coast.
Okay.
And then like 30 minutes later, The NFL posts, George Kittle, 49ers, agree to terms on a four-year contract, blah, 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 making him the highest paid tight end via rap sheet.
Oh, not bussing with the boys.
So, bussing with the boys, very upset, well, demanding to be credited.
Now,
as if that really
you certainly shouldn't just wait for someone else to tweet something and then take that information, yeah, turn around and make it your own. That's unethical. However, there are plenty of insiders who get the information on their own. They may never have seen
Bussin' with the boys,
not listen to it, not seeing their tweet. They don't follow them. They got a call from the agent.
I'd say
they reported it.
And
that's a legitimate. You developed that story yourself. You don't have to credit anyone else.
Rap Sheet definitely knows who they are.
You did the work yourself, though.
You got the story.
You don't have to credit anyone else to do that.
I did see people tweeting about Ryan Burgert's call up last week, and I believe Paulie and I did deserve full credit because it was broken here on Ben and Woods. You know how much sleep I lost over it? None. You know how much money I made off of it? Zero.
It's
you know how much credibility it gave me? None. Zero.
It's kind of wild that people care so much
so mad
about it. Now, there are truly like legitimate scoops where you have something no one else has.
How about Luca, right?
In that case, it's absolutely appropriate to credit the reporting source of that story. They developed something that no one else had. Give them credit. They did the work. Hey, credit so-and-so. When it's an extension like that, though, and that information is available from other sources, I don't think bussing with the boys should be pitching a fit.
What
about
does bussing mean?
Well,
I think they literally bus around. Like,
no. Bussing's like a slang word, isn't it?
Well, it is.
But what does it mean?
Like, it's really good. Like,
it's when you take the dirty dishes off a table.
The bussing.
Yeah, you bus.
That chicken is bussing.
Is that what it means? Like, bussing?
But I do think they also literally, like, bus around to different NFL, like, training camps during August and do their podcast in the bus.
Bussing means, this is AI.
Save this.
Something is exceptionally good, delicious, or impressive.
I just told you that.
Yep. Often used to describe food or experiences. Bussing.
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 This cheesesteak is bussing.
Bussing.
Yes.
I would feel like an idiot saying it. Myself.
How are we getting from the airport to the rental car counter? We're bussing.
No, we're in an Uber. We're Ubering. Bussing.
Bussing. Right. I'd like to hear Ben say that more.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Not that. That's totally different. That's a totally, totally, totally different meaning. And the word, he has a T on the end of it.
Oh, I can take out the T.
Yeah.
All right.
But then the title of their podcast doesn't really make sense.
Awesome.
Bussin' with the boys. It's not. It's delicious with the boys.
Yeah,
it's
delicious.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
It doesn't make any sense.
Please stop playing.
This podcast is bussin'.
That's better.
That's better. But bussin' with the boys makes zero sense in that slang usage.
Are they using it as that what Paulie just played? Like more like bustin'?
No.
It's
I'm almost positive it is the slang terminology.
For delicious.
Anyways, we'll move on.
Delicious with the boys.
Delicious with the boys. Doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't.
Got an update on this cringy, creepy Bill Belichick relationship. We talked about it the other day with Jordan Hudson, his very young girlfriend, who was interrupting their CBS sit-down with Bill Belichick over the weekend, and there were reports that was actually messier than even the clips that went out.
Yeah.
Like, they had to delay the interview for over 30 minutes because she was storming in and out, and it wasn't good. And now it's come to light over the last couple of days that Jordan Hudson, Belichick's girlfriend, has gone ahead and trademarked a bunch of phrases and words that are related to Bill Belichick. And it's all following what's now like a 2-year trend of Taylor Swift, the Taylor's version. These are all Bill's version.
What's on to Cincinnati?
We have stuff like
Bussin'.
All Belichick team, all-time, all-Belichick team, Peachy Keen and Wonderful, Saving Miss Daisy, Ignore the Noise, Bill's version, Do Your Job, Bill's version, Chapel Bill, Chapel Bill, Bill's version, The Belichick Way.
Paulie Quincy says it's literally on a bus. So maybe they, I swear I've seen them in a house before.
Yes. They do the bus.
There's another thing I like that's on a bus, but that's different.
That's
totally different.
Different. Yeah.
I'm over the Bill Belichick
Trail of
story.
Salty Tears has been trademarked. The Dynasty.
How do you not do
Bill's version?
I think that was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best Bill Belichick-ism of all
time. You guys over this story a little bit?
I was over it a year ago.
Yeah.
Apparently, she also is the one who torpedoed the North Carolina version of Hard Knocks that they were going to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she wanted too much control, and they were right at the finish line, and they didn't get there.
Carlos just laid me out. He said, Bill's about to get the broccoli cut. He shows up in some tight-ass Viore pants and a broccoli cut.
Probably can make that happen with AI.
Probably can.
Captain in the chat says these old dudes are getting shaken down. I don't know, man. I do feel there's some aspect of that, which is a tale as old as time. The rich, wealthy old man with the young, hot, woman on his side. That's happened a million times. I do feel that Bill is probably pretty stoked with what he has. Don't you guys? You'd have to be to like put up with this, number one. And like, hello, quid pro quo. You know, that's kind of probably what he's looking for.
Well, I mean, I don't even necessarily want to think of it in that sense. That's quid pro quo makes it seem like, hey, we're both just in this for what we get out of it.
Remember Anna Nicole Smith and her husband?
Right.
Remember that guy?
But in a certain sense, I think in a relationship, it's important that both sides bring something to the table.
Yeah, I agree.
And in this case, it seems like
they're
both bringing something to the table.
You do get the sense, too, of like, she's like, hey, man, I'll date you, and I'm attracted to you, and I like you, and you're an interesting guy, but we need to clean... You're a bit of a project, right? And I can clean some of this up, and I'll do your emails for you, and let's write a book. And it does. There's a part of it that feels a little opportunistic, but then there's also a part of it that's like, men have been needed to be cleaned up by women for a long time. This is not new. This is Paulie.
Doesn't want to feel like she's just a gold digger,
right?
In it for the money,
so
she wants to be an active member of his life,
right.
Which requires her to probably be more active than we all think she should be.
Irie Fangy says, I'm 40. I want to find me a 70-year-old sugar mom. I'll flip the script on everybody. Yeah, can do that too.
Now, Ted Johnson is a former Patriots linebacker who does radio in Boston.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone as far as to say that she's embarrassing him right now, and that North Carolina should maybe reconsider if this is the direction that they want to go because of all of the headlines that he is generating. They're all for the wrong reasons.
Now, if she's out there stalking the sidelines with him during
a game.
We've
only seen it in practice.
She's been around practice. If she's on the sidelines with him, then
headset on.
The headset on. She's the new DC. He's like, I'm actually a defensive genius. He's like, I'm doing this.
Right.
No, I'm Bill Belichick, defensive wizard. No one is better at defense than me. I'm calling the defense, Bill. Right? So that would be a little bit of a problem.
There's Bill Belichick with the broccoli cut on our YouTube.
God, where? His
stream. I wish you could see it out there in your cars, but it's
pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
That's so good. That haircut is the death of me. It's the absolute. I was at Jersey Mike's the other day. I parked, and I watched three kids, probably 16, 17, all get out of their car. They all had the exact same short shorts on, the exact same tight T-shirt and three broccoli heads. And I just went, God love you guys, man. God love you guys. They are like, it's like watching three of the same dog walk into a room. They're like, you guys are triplets. I was crying, dude. I was like, God love you, dude. I picture my kids coming on. Hey, what's up, Dad? I'll be like, you got to get out. You're done. That's it. You look like a clown.
I don't know you anymore.
Oh, God. Polly. That's one of the best. You do see it too. Like I've actually had a couple buddies that started dating younger girls, and I married a younger woman. But their whole scene changes. You're like, you don't wear bracelets. You've never worn bracelets. You don't wear shirts like that. You've never worn shirts. And I'm like, my girl likes me in it. All right, I get it. You do what you got to do.
I get it.
Holy cow, dude.
And then quickly, finally, I've got a story.
Can we just please talk about that haircut and Bill Belichick wearing it for the rest of the day? Why did you take it? There it is. So good.
There was a 27-year-old Chinese college student living in Japan. He had to be rescued off Mount Fuji twice in a week.
You're joking.
Yeah, he went too high, all right.
And he got like altitude sickness and got ill.
So they had airlifted him off the mountain.
Airlifted him off the mountain, and then he, you know, feels better. He's doing okay. He realizes, well, I left some of my equipment
and my phone
up there. So he climbed back up there. It had to get airlifted a second time in a week.
It's unbelievable, dude. It is unbelievable. Oh, thanks for that picture, bro.
Saw a great picture of our beloved Steve Sugimoto hitting a ball right toward Mount Fuji.
It's incredible.
In Japan. Really cool shot. All right, that's it for us. Braden's live from the Western Metal Building today until Sammy's pregame show. That's coming up next. For Paulie Reindl, Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. with Bill Belichick in his hair on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.